Good evening and welcome to Night Prayer from the Vicarage on Monday the 6th of April, the second day of Holy Week. The order of service I will be using this evening is the order for Night Prayer or Compline. We'll just take a few moments now and make ourselves right and prepare ourselves for prayer this evening. And now we begin. The Lord Almighty grant us a quiet night and a perfect end. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. And we say together, Most merciful God, we confess to you before the whole company of heaven and one another, that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and in what we have failed to do. Forgive us our sins, heal us by your Spirit, and raise us to new life in Christ. Amen. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. And we say together, before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray, that you with steadfast love would keep your watch around us while we sleep. From evil dreams defend our sight, from fears and terrors of the night. Tread underfoot our deadly foe, that we no sinful thought may know. O Father, that we ask be done through Jesus Christ, your only Son, and Holy Spirit, by whose breath our souls are raised to life from death. And our psalm this evening is Psalm 25, and I'm using the lectionary readings for common worship for Holy Week. And for a change, I'm also using the message by Eugene Peterson. So Psalm 25. My head is high, God held high, I'm looking for you, God. No hangdog skulking for me. I've thrown in my lot with you. You won't embarrass me, will you? Or let my enemies get the best of me. Don't embarrass any of us who went out on a limb for you. It's the traitors who should be humiliated. Show me how you work, God. School me in your ways. Take me by the hand, lead me down the path of truth. You are my saviour, aren't you? Mark the milestones of your mercy and love, God. Rebuild the ancient landmarks. Forget that I sowed wild oats. Mark me with your sign of love. Plan only the best for me, God. God is fair and just. He corrects the misdirected. He sends them in the right direction. He gives the rejects his hands and leads them step by step. From now on, every road you travel, will God take you to God? Follow the covenant signs, read the charted directions. Keep up your reputation. God, forgive my bad life. It's been a very bad life. My question, what are God worshippers like? Your answer, arrows aimed at God's bullseye. They settle down in a promising place. Their kids inherit a prosperous farm. God friendship is for God worshippers. They are the ones he confides in. If I keep my eyes on God, I won't trip over my own feet. Look at me and help me. I'm all alone and in big trouble. My heart and kidneys are fighting each other. Call a truce to this civil war. Take a hard look at my life of hard labour, then lift this ton of sin. Do you see how many people have it in for me, how viciously they hate me? Keep watch over me and keep me out of trouble. Don't let me down when I run to you. Use all your skill to put me together. I wait to see your finished project. God, give your people a break from this run of bad luck. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. The Old Testament reading is taken from Lamentations, chapter 2, beginning at verse 8. God drew up plans to tear down the walls of daughter Zion. He assembled his crew, set to work and went at it. Total demolitions, the stones wept. Her city gates, iron bars and ore disappeared in the rubble. Her kings and princes off to exile. No one left to instruct or lead. Her prophets useless. They neither saw nor heard anything from God. The elders of daughter Zion sit silent on the ground. They throw dust on their heads, dress in rough penitential burlap, and young virgins of Jerusalem, their faces creased with the dirt. My eyes are blind with tears, my stomach in a knot. My insides turn to jelly over my people's fate. Babies and children are fainting all over the place, calling to their mothers, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty. Then fainting like dying soldiers in the streets, breathing their last in their mothers' laps. How can I understand your plight, dear Jerusalem? What can I say to give you comfort, dear Zion? Who can put you together again? This bust-up is past understanding. Your prophets courted you with sweet talk. They didn't face you with your sin so that you could repent. Their sermons were all wishful thinking, deceptive illusions. Astonished passers-by can't believe what they see. They rub their eyes, they shake their heads over Jerusalem. Is this the city voted most beautiful and best place to live? But now your enemies gape, slack-jawed. Then they rub their hands in glee. We've got them. We've been waiting for this. Here it is. God did carry out, item by item, exactly what he said he'd do. He always said he'd do this. Now he's done it. Torn the place down. He's let your enemies walk all over you, declared them world champions. Give out heart cries to the Master, dear, repent, Zion. Let the tears roll over like a river day and night, and keep it. No timeouts, keep those tears flowing. As each night watch begins, get up and cry out in prayer. Pour your heart out face to face with the Master. Lift high your hands, beg for the lives of your children who are starving to death out in the streets. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. And the New Testament reading is taken from Colossians 1, beginning at verse 15. We look at his Son and see the God who cannot be seen. We look at the Son and see God's original purpose in everything created. For everything, absolutely everything, above and below, visible and invisible, rank after rank after rank of angels. Everything got started in him and finds his purpose in him. He was there before any of it came into existence and holds it all together right up to this moment. And when it comes to the church, he organises and holds it together like a head does a body. He was supreme in the beginning and leading the resurrection parade. He is supreme in the end. From the beginning to the end, he's there, towering far above everything, everyone. So spacious is he, so roomy, that everything of God finds its proper place in him without crowding. Not only that, but all the broken and dislocated pieces of the universe, people and things, animals and atoms, get properly fixed and fit together in this vibrant harmonies, all because of his death, his blood that poured down from the cross. You yourselves are a case study of what he does. At one time you all had your backs turned to God, thinking rebellious thoughts of him, giving him trouble every chance you got. But now, by giving himself completely at the cross, actually dying for you, Christ brought you over to God's side and put your lives together, whole and holy in his presence. You don't walk away from the gift like that. You stay grounded and steady in that bond of trust, constantly turned into the message, carefully not to be distracted or diverted. There is no other message, just this one. Every creature under heaven gets this message. I, Paul, am a messenger of this message. This is the word of the Lord. And now we have the Gospel Canticle, which is on page 5. Save us, O Lord, while waking, and guard us while sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep may rest in peace. Now, Lord, let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. Mine own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. So now, let us pray. As this day draws to an end, we continue to give thanks for this absolutely glorious weather of ours. And we just hold to the Lord all that is going on in our world, all those who are suffering from this dreadful virus. We continue to pray for our doctors and nurses, the health service, and also for our government at this time. We pray for this community here, and for the most amazing conversations I'm having over Zoom, over the telephone, giving thanks for those who joined me for the Palm service yesterday morning and for morning prayer this morning. So we now pray for those who are sick at this time. Think about Michael Higgs, Michael Dowie and the Dowie family at this time. Pray for Yvonne and for Celia. For Mike Hughes. For Robin and Josie, and particularly for Robin at this time. For Catherine and Graham. And for Margaret Handy, who's now in hospital. I'm going to share with you a poem now from Kate McClagger. She was a priest from the Iona community. So Lent is not for the faint-hearted. It demands that we, like Thomas, put our hand into the side of the crucified Christ. Lent is a journey towards the cross, a journey of enlightenment, from wilderness to feast, from desert to oasis. It is an attempt to identify with the powerless and the suffering of the world. Lent is a journey. So at the end of Lent, we should expect to find ourselves somewhere different from where we started. Lent can be an opportunity to explore what is the nature of the promised kingdom of God on earth that we long for, a time to discern how we are called to work for it No, Lent is not for the faint-hearted. Lord God, carer of all people, creator, sustainer and healer, we pray for all who have contracted COVID-19. Be with them and their loved ones and bring healing to their bodies. We pray for all medical staff and emergency services as they look after the physical health, worries and concerns of their patients, especially the vulnerable and particularly those who have reduced contact with the outside world. Let us be good neighbours, looking out and after each other. We remember the work of scientists discovering and testing vaccines for this disease. And we pray for all of us caught up in our everyday lives with the effects of these outbreaks. Bless your world, Lord, and help us to be blessings to one another. In Jesus' name, Amen. And the collect for this evening. O thou in whom all things live, who commandest us to seek thee, and art ever ready to be found. To know thee is life, to serve thee is freedom, to praise thee is our soul's delight. We bless thee and adore thee, we worship thee and magnify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we just hold a moment's silence. Visit this place, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of the enemy. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace. And may your blessings be always upon us through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And now we come to the end. In peace we lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make us dwell in safety. Abide with us, Lord Jesus, for the night is at hand and the day is now past. As the night watch looks for the morning, so do we look for you, O Christ. The Lord bless us and watch over us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious to us. The Lord look kindly on us and give us peace. Amen.